Yeah, very important, Catherine, that the rural bus service is now going to be extended just from a Friday to a Tuesday as well. And I suppose it shows the need is there for that rural bus service. The new rural bus service that came out isn't really working for the needs of the elderly, because they have to make their way to designated points to be picked up, and the bus runs in the morning and doesn't come back to the evening, where the rural bus service, they had picked them up at their own home, left them back at their own home, and was able to work around time scales that these elderly people had, whether it was doctor appointments or going to get buses for hospital appointments or whatever it may be. So yeah, I'm delighted. I'm delighted for the people of Oriston and the people of the rural parts of Inishowen, and hopefully, you know, with discussions with certain with discussions with the Rural Transport Service, hopefully this can be rolled out, you know, in other parts of Inishowen as well. There's issues in the likes of Greencastle and other rural parts that need a bus service, and the bus service, you know, really needs to pick old people up and at their own homes and take them back to their own homes, because it just doesn't work that they have to travel a mile to get a bus and early in the morning or late in the evening. Because, you know, going back to the point that we were making at the time, if they had transport to get that mile, you know, they'll be able to go on to wherever they were going. The thing about rural transport is for rural people that live in a rural area that can't access transport. And I think I'm delighted that they have extended it to the second day. But I think it's something that really needs to be looked at, that it needs to go back to the same service that was there in the first place.
And do you think the fact that they have extended it now to a second day, there is a renewed hope that it could go back to that previous service of 5 days a week?
Absolutely, because I think that they're realising, you know, that the system that was there now at the moment, the rural system, isn't working for that type of a person that's in their own home that doesn't have their own transport. And I think they do recognise that now, and they do recognise the need for the transport that goes around houses and picks people up and leaves them back. So hopefully, yes, over the next period of time, we will be putting the pressure on to extend that even further. But I'm delighted that they have seen the need to put it back on for the 2 days a week, the Friday and the Tuesday. At least that's a big help for the people that's living in the likes of Oriston. And I want to commend the ladies out in Oriston that have fought to get the service back to at least 2 days. But look, we'll keep fighting, and hopefully we'll get it extended a bit further. But for now, I'm delighted that it's been extended to the second day.